Hello, Metamorphs. We're back for the second of our little bonus Metamorph City tidbits. This is the live show that we presented at Balticon 45 on May 29th, 2011. It was an interesting weekend for a number of reasons. Sarah Lloyd returned to Balticon. Abby Hilton made her first ever appearance there. I lost my voice for 2 days and went to the emergency room for a throat infection. And I proposed to my beloved girlfriend, Dawn Phoenix. She said yes. It was also interesting because this is the first time that I've written a Metamorph City radio drama that I didn't actually appear in. My voice was still pretty weak on Sunday night, and I didn't think I would be able to make it through the program and give a good performance. Happily, I got some help from R. Taylor, aka D-Dog, who very kindly stepped in and did a great job filling in for me as Daniel Shirabi. The rest of the Metamorph City players nailed their parts as well, and I'm very pleased that I can now share the results with you, my faithful listeners. I know I've been away a long time, and unfortunately it's going to be a while longer yet before Metamorph City is back in full steam. Behind the scenes, though, things are heating up. The next novel is finally nearing completion, I have some great new short stories to share with you, and some new voices will be making their debuts on the podcast. And meanwhile, I'm gradually schooling myself on the process of doing professional page layouts, so that I can finally offer you what so many of you have been asking for, a chance to read the stories of Metamorph City. Thank you for your patience and your support. I have not forgotten you, and I haven't abandoned the world of podcasting. When I have the next installment ready, when it's polished and edited and worthy of the incredible fans I have here, then I will be overjoyed to bring it to you. Until then, keep it on the bright side. Now let's hit it. Almost live from Balticon 45.
Ladies and gentlemen, the saucy bitch of podcasting, Chris Lester.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Metamorph City Live at Balticon 45. I am so incredibly jazzed to be here. I am so incredibly jazzed that I have a voice. And I am unbelievably jazzed that I have this incredible group of amazing voice actors here to enthrall you with this latest tale of Metamorph City. Say hello, ladies and gentlemen, to D-Dog, who is playing the voice of Daniel Shirabi, because my voice isn't that good right now. And to his right, we have, or his left, your right, Danny Shirabi, played by Sarah Lloyd. Next, we have T. Morrison, Philippa Ballantyne, playing the androgyne duo of Evan and Ava Salindi. And also on our cast for characters you will be meeting over the course of this story are Mildred Cady, M.A. and P.A., Starla Hutchton, Doc Coleman, Veronica Jaguar, and P.C. Herring. Over here, our sound engineer is Rob. Say hello, Rob. And we are bringing you an all-new story of Metamorph City entitled Double Trouble.
Metamorph City, Season 2, a podcast series written and performed by Chris Lester. For show notes and author contact information, please visit metamorphcity.com.
Hi there! Welcome to Metamorph City, where everyone is welcome and anything is possible. Or maybe it's the other way around.
Danny, did you feed the babies yet?
I thought it was your turn!
Dane cleared me out an hour ago. I'm dry.
Damn, that kid must be an egoist. He sure has Fiona's appetite. Alright, give me 5 minutes!
Take the summer cell, for instance. 1.5 men, 3.5 women, 4 children, and counting.
I don't think you've got 5 minutes, sweetie.
All right. One milk cow to the rescue.
That's Danny, the aforementioned half-woman. tall, blue-eyed, brown-skinned, drop-dead gorgeous, and with a 50% timeshare on our body. I'm her alter ego, Daniel, also known as the Sane Half.
Oh, please, Sane? You're the guy who took the curse and made us this way.
It worked out, didn't it?
Says you. You're not the one hauling these udders around.
Don't mind my sister. She's just cranky because the kids got her up last night.
I swear, I'm going to get a pump and make you feed them.
Anyway, we had some rough patches getting here, and some days it's a little crazy.
With four kids under two, sanity really wasn't an option on the table.
But we've got a good life here. And since we cleared up that mess with our crazy ex-mentor, things have actually been pretty quiet.
Except for the screaming children. I'm coming, damn it!
After handling revenge-crazy telepaths and vampire crime lords, the parenting life seemed downright peaceful.
Says you.
But this is Metamore City, and if there's one thing you can count on around here, it's change. Especially when you don't want it.
Becca, can you get the door? My hands are full here.
On it!
Well, hello there, Rebecca. Aren't you looking lovely this evening?
Hey, Evan. Good to see you.
Evan, stop hitting on my wife!
Jealous, Danny? I thought you telepaths had evolved beyond such base human emotions.
It's not jealousy, Captain Conquest. It's for your safety. Rebecca, telepath, look, don't touch, remember?
So you keep reminding me, more the pity. Becca, darling, may I come in? I have some business to discuss with your overly protective housemate.
Of course. Please, come in. Can I get you anything?
Tea would be lovely, dear. Milk, no sugar.
Coming right up. Danny's in the nursery.
So I gathered.
I met Evan a few years ago when I got wrapped up in an ugly bit of business with the Vampire Syndicate. I made a few bad decisions.
That's my brother's way of saying he screwed the pooch.
But making friends with Evan wasn't one of them. He's a runner, which is Metamore lingo for a sort of freelance spy. Sometimes that's a really good sort of person to have on your side.
And sometimes they come looking for favors. This is what we call trouble.
Hello, Danny. And small persons who I'm apparently interrupted during feeding time. My apologies.
Honestly, you'd think he'd never seen a nursing mother before.
Evan gets nervous around babies, not like...
Well, hello, little darlings.
His alter ego, Ava. Did I mention Evan's an androgyne like us?
No, but I think they got that now.
Look at you, you precious little things. Aren't you the sweetest little babies I've ever seen? Yes, you are.
Stick around. They sit up and do tricks, too.
Oh, sorry, lovey. Guess I got a bit carried away there. How are you?
Moo.
I can imagine. Goodness, they're hungry little things, aren't they?
Yeah, tell me something I don't know.
As it happens, darling, that's exactly why I'm here. I've the most extraordinary opportunity for you.
For future reference, when a runner tells you they have an opportunity for you, run.
Really? What kind of an opportunity?
Well, does the name Sternakova mean anything to you?
It's a clothing company, right? You had some shoes with that name.
Yes, exactly. Yulia Sternakova is one of the world's top designers of spellcrafted clothing. That dress I loaned you when you first became an androgyne was Sternakova.
Oh, cool. So what's the opportunity?
Well, Miss Sternakova is putting together a new fashion show right here in Metamore City. It features a new set of designs specially made for androgynes and other shapeshifters.
Oh, nice.
Did someone say Sternakova? Sternakova's coming here?
Yes, dearie. I take it you're a fan?
Oh, God, she's amazing. The way she uses colors and textures, just for starters. Oh, I wish I could go.
Well, why don't you? Brian, Abby, and Fee could watch the kids for a night, and we can make it a date.
Danny, sweetie, you can't just buy tickets to a Sternakova show. They're by invitation only.
Exactly. So, how would you like an invitation?
Uh-huh.
I can get you tickets to the show.
Really? How'd you manage that, Ava?
Evan's covering the show for SWAT magazine. I have a pass for an assistant photographer, and I know you have a good eye for the camera, Rebecca.
Ooh, oh, yes, yes, please. But wait, what about Danny?
Well, that's the other thing. One of Sternikova's models broke her ankle last night, and she's looking for a replacement.
Don't they have alternates lined up for that sort of thing?
This isn't the first accident they've had. The alternate pool is getting thin, and given that the average runway model is 178 or taller, there just aren't a lot of women who are eligible.
Wait. You want me to be a fashion model in an actual show with one of the biggest designers in the world?
Why not? You're tall, you're gorgeous, and your coloration's unusual enough to be memorable. Sternikova likes that in her models.
Yeah, but I have no idea what I'm doing.
Danny, love, you walk to the end of the runway, turn around, and walk back. It's not thermatology.
Oh, you have to do it, Danny. It'll be so much fun. And there'll be pictures of you wearing Sternikova's latest fashions. How many people can say that?
Yeah, okay. Well, sure, why not?
That's the spirit, my dear. I'll pick you both up tomorrow night.
This is so exciting. I need to go figure out what I'm going to wear.
Well, she's certainly on board with this.
Yes, she is. Shut the door, would you? I want to talk to Evan for a minute.
All right, he's not really comfortable with the little ones, though.
Tell him to deal with it. They won't bite. Well, they won't bite him anyway.
Very well. See you later, little darlings.
All right, Danny, what seems to be the trouble?
That's what I want to know.
Pardon?
Well, come on, Evan. There are millions of androgynes in Metamore City. Most of them are drop-dead gorgeous. Why would they need me, of all people, to fill in for this show?
You're the best talent we could find on short notice, and Ava thought you would enjoy it.
And? I may not be much of a telepath, Evan, but I know you. You don't do favors for people like Sternikova. You're expecting to get something out of this, and I want to know what it is.
May I ask why I'm getting this interrogation instead of Ava?
You have a harder time lying to me, so spill it.
All right. I want you in the show because I need someone backstage.
To do what?
Retrieving a data stick from a dead drop. It's hidden inside one of the statues they're using to decorate the green room. The press aren't allowed back there.
Kind of a stupid place for a dead drop, isn't it?
Yes, well, it used to be in the Barnhart Tower, but the Count was overcome with a fit of remodeling. He got rid of the statue before my contact recovered the data. It took us days to figure out where it had gone.
And now you need to get it back before somebody else finds it?
Precisely. The information on that stick is very sensitive. It could cause a lot of trouble for several of my clients if it got out.
You remember what happened the last time we helped you with a mission, right?
Danny, I'm not asking you to smuggle packages for the vampires this time. I'm not even asking you to do anything illegal. Just get the data stick, walk the runway a few times, and you're done.
What kind of a payment are you getting for this job?
Nothing. This is all about covering my ass. Please, Danny, I'm asking you as a friend. Help me.
We should have known better. Evan is a con artist, after all.
But he's also our friend. And so, against my better judgment, I found myself meeting later that night with Yulia Sternikova.
Sternikova's office sat in the highest of Metamore City's four layers of skyways. Evan said she'd started in some little backwater town in the southeast corner of the Empire, but she'd moved up in the world, figuratively and literally. And listen, maybe you'd call me sensitive.
Which you are.
But I think she'd let it go to her head.
Nyet! Completely unacceptable, Balkani Kuchotu. These gentlemen, they think they tell me where to have show? Me? Kakani Smeut!
There was some concern about liabilities in case of accident.
Accident? Have we not had more than our share of accident already? But no, Skyship is perfect. Off the ground, steel all around. You will tell them. You will make the soul, Susan. Go, spend what you must. Bribe whom you must. Time presses. Go!
Yes, Miss Sternikova.
I hope we're not interrupting anything, Yulia.
Ever. For you, I make time. Lovely to see you, my dear. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you, I've brought you a surprise.
Boje moi, so I see. I thought I knew every model in this city. But you, my dear, you are something new, yes?
About 4 years old, more or less.
Danny, Miss Yulia Sternikova. Miss Sternikova, this is my friend and fellow androgyne, Danny Shirabi.
How do you do?
Androgyne, you say? You have brought me a wonderful surprise, Eva. This one will be a model for my show, da?
That's why I'm here.
Наконец дело вышло. Excellent. We must fit you for clothing immediately. Bianca!
Yes, Miss Sternikova?
This one, androgyne. Take her a fitter for show.
Right away, ma'am. If you follow me, miss.
Go on. I've some business to see to, but I'll be back to check on you in an hour or so.
All right.
Chin up, dear. You'll be fine. Have fun.
I spent the next 2 hours getting poked, prodded, measured, and test-fitted by Sternikova's assistants. By the time they were done, I'm pretty sure they knew my body better than my doctor does.
And then they had me take over, and they did the same thing all over again for our male body. Funny thing, I don't remember promising that I would walk down any runways, but this isn't exactly the first time Danny made a promise she expected me to help her keep.
Are you ever gonna forgive me for that?
Forgive, yes. Forget, no.
Oh, tell them the thing that Bianca said to you.
Oh, right. Bianca was the one doing most of the work for our fitting, and I was trying to make small talk with her.
God's sake, would you stop fidgeting? I've worked on 12-year-olds who are less antsy than you.
I'm sorry. I'm tired, bored, and hungry.
Psh, you'd better get used to that in a hurry, if you want to keep modeling.
I don't. This is a one-time thing to help out a friend. I don't really even know why Sternikova needs us so badly. There's got to be 1,000 people better qualified in this city alone.
Well, if you want the truth...
Always.
The boss is a little bit paranoid right now. She thinks somebody's trying to sabotage the show.
Really? Does she know who?
If she does, she hasn't told me. But she's got a bunch of weird requests, and she won't work with anybody who doesn't come personally recommended by somebody she trusts, which narrows down the field a lot.
I guess I can see that. Do you think there's anything to it, or is this just paranoia?
Well, we've had 10 models incapacitated in the last 2 months, and all of them were for the show. Does that sound like coincidence to you?
What it sounded like to me was that I was in over my head again, and once again, Evan was to blame for it.
We decided to have a little talk with him about it.
Oh, hello again, Danny. How did everything go with... Ah!
Hello, Evan.
Ow.
What have you gotten us into this time?
My sister's been brushing up on her practical combat arts training. I'm so proud of her.
Ah! I'm quite sure I don't know what you're talking about.
Sabotage in the show? 10 models injured in the last 2 months? Don't you tell me you didn't know about this.
Ah, all right. I may have heard something about it, yes. Now, will you please let me go?
Fine.
God! God, you're strong. And apparently I'm incredibly turned on right now. How embarrassing.
Don't change the subject. Why didn't you warn us about it?
Because I don't think it's sabotage. Danny, you have to understand. Yulia Sternikova is a lovely woman with amazing taste and keen business sense. But she's still a provincial rube. She has all these odd little superstitions that pop out at the strangest of times. After a while, you'll learn to ignore them.
And what about the injured models?
There was nothing to tie any of them to each other.
Except the show.
Nothing to tie the injuries to each other. One twisted an ankle coming off the bus. One fell off a horse. One had chicken pox. For God's sake. This is hardly the stuff of conspiracies, Danny.
What about a curse on the production?
A curse? Come on, Danny. A curse that effective would be bloody expensive to do, not to mention highly illegal.
But it could be done. Has anyone looked into it?
Knowing Yulia, she's probably had about 12 different blessings and exorcisms done by now. Honestly, Danny, I really don't think this is worth worrying about. If anybody does try to sabotage the show, I'm sure Rebecca's talent will warn us in plenty of time. Why did you think I wanted her along?
I thought you didn't believe it was sabotage.
I don't. But I didn't live this long by being stupid either. And if there is trouble, I can't think of two people I'd rather have there to help me face it. Please?
It was obvious flattery, really. But we've always had a soft spot for Evan.
And he's so cute when he begs.
So, conspiracy or not, we stuck with the plan, and the next night we were on a shuttle to the skyship Valimar, home of the first annual Sternikova Transfiguration Expo. I've been aboard skyships before, and they've always made me a little nervous. I mean, come on, it's a hunk of metal and plastic the size of an office building, and it's just hanging up there in the sky like a god's party balloon. Ships aren't supposed to do that.
We have to admit, though, if you want to throw a party in Metamore City, doing it on a skyship gives you one hell of a view.
Oh, Eli! Would you look at this place?
Oh, I'm looking.
Look at those ice sculptures! Look at the dessert table! Is that a chocolate river?
Looks like it. Gods, look how deep it is! That's insane! We could dip ourselves in there, and it would take days to lick it off.
I need to go to the ladies now. Be back soon.
Okay, see you later, sweetie. Now, where the hells is Evan?
Oh, Danny! There you are, you sweet thing. I've been looking all over for you.
Evan?
Come here, you saucy little minx. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Oh, so good to see you.
Hi, yeah. Mwah, mwah.
Look at you. Oh, that dress, it is fabulous! I love it.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, it's yours.
I'm so glad you decided to take my advice. I told you to stick with jewel tones, didn't I, sweetie? Pastels are just lovely on some people, but you... You make it sparkle.
I don't sparkle. Gods, Evan, what's gotten into you?
Oh, Danny, you silly, silly girl. I just have to hug you now. Evan Tyler is a fashion reporter for Swap Magazine. He's loud, funny, quitted in a handbag full of rainbows and completely harmless. It's called a cover, Danny. Don't blow it, please.
What good is a cover if you're making everybody stare at you?
It's a diversion, you twit. Now get to work. They're waiting for you in the green room. Well, I'd love to chat more, but... I know, Sternikova needs you in the back. We'll catch up on the show, okay, sweetie?
Yeah, sure. See you later.
There are a lot of top-notch actors in Metamore City. But as the ladies' man, Evan Salindi, flounced around the fashion show that evening, he made them all look like a bunch of amateurs.
But even that wasn't the strangest thing we saw that night. Getting the data stick was easy. The statue was right where Evan said it would be. I didn't even have any trouble finding the hidden compartment. I pulled the stick out of there and stuffed it in my purse when no one was looking.
All we had to do now was get through the show.
All right, everyone listen. All is ready, and we begin showing first collection in 20 minutes. Melissa, Christina, Cherry, Sven, you are in first ring. Go now. Susan, check feet. Caroline, check makeup. Go.
On our way, boss.
Danny, Jess, Dawn, Michael, you are second string. After first string is dressed, you go, yes?
No problem, Ms. Sternikova.
Rest of you are third string. Each string will go twice, then we have intermission before showing ready-to-wear collection. Any questions?
No, ma'am.
Good, then carry on.
So there I was, waiting for my group to go to the dressing room, when I hear somebody bumping around the controls for the stage lighting.
Ow! Damn it!
Hey, what are you doing back there?
Crap!
Oh, no you don't. Get back here! Gotcha!
Let me go! Get off me!
I don't think so, buddy. Who are you? Why are you sneaking around back here?
I am an officer of the law. I'm on an investigation.
Right, you? What are you, 19?
23, if you must know. Look, my badge is in my back pocket if you don't believe me.
Yeah, we'll see about this. Agent Clyde Jessup? Who'd you piss off to get that name?
Hey, shut up! Clyde was my grandpa's name.
Sure, sure. So, Clyde, it says here that you're a lightbringer. This your first assignment after training or something?
No. It's my second.
I had no idea Janus was interested in fashion. Or is Miss Sternikova a vampire in disguise or something?
It's not like that. Look, just let me up, okay? I'm trying to help here.
Help who and how?
Everybody here, look, I think this show is cursed and I need to stop it.
Are you serious? There really is a curse?
I think so, yes.
How can you tell? What have you found?
Let me up and maybe I'll tell you.
Fine, jerk. Now spill it.
All right. I don't know if you've heard, but there's been a lot of bad luck around this show. People connected to it are finding themselves...
Yeah. I know. Injuries, illnesses, inconveniences. One after another. Is it true that Sternikova asked for an exorcism?
She asked for three. The Ecclesia, the Moraists, and the Church of the Great Mother. Plus, she had two different mages try to dispel it. She even tried for a personal blessing from Lady Akala, which is how we found out about it.
Huh. And none of that stuff worked?
No. There's some seriously bad energy around this place. I was just trying to track down the source when you found me.
And why don't you just come to Miss Sternikova and tell her you were here to help?
My commander told me to keep a low profile. He said if people knew Lightbringers were poking around, they'd panic. He's concerned, but he's not sure how serious it is yet.
I think it just got serious.
Meanwhile, out in the auditorium, Rebecca had one of her visions.
Daniel!
Sometimes it's really handy to have a partner who can see the future. Of course, it would have been more useful if Danny and I had known about it. With us backstage, she did the next best thing.
Evan? Evan, I need your help!
Rebecca, sweetie, have I told you how stunning you are in that dress? Because I might just turn a little bit straight when I saw you in it.
Evan, this is serious.
Oh, you don't have to tell me fashion is serious, sweet pea. I already know.
I keep telling Evan that he shouldn't piss off the stronger telepaths. You'd think he'd learn.
Gah! Could you at least knock before you barge into my mind like that?
There isn't time. Something's coming after Daniel, and we have to stop it.
Coming after him? What? Don't tell me there actually is a curse.
Not a curse, but there's something here. And it's really, really angry. And I think it's Mr. Nakova's fault.
Rebecca, dear, are you sure about this? I know your talent isn't exactly under control.
I'm sure.
Right. Come on, let's have a little chat with our favorite fashion designer, hmm?
They found Ms. Sternikova near the backstage entrance. Evan handed the reins over to Ava for the interrogation.
Boysha, Stoya Zdelova. Sto Zdelova.
Yulia, my dear, I think we need to discuss this little curse of yours.
And who you must have pissed off to get it.
Ava. Oh, Ava, what will I do? I am ruined.
Calm down, Yulia. Tell me what happened.
There was equipment malfunction. Stage lights fell on Bianca and Sven. Hit them on heads.
What, both at the same time?
Duh. I've called the ambulance.
That's not bad luck. That was an attack, wasn't it?
Duh.
Who and why?
I think I have a theory about that.
Who the devil are you?
Agent Jessup, Lothanasi Order.
Yeah, you can call him Clyde.
The evidence suggests that this was an attack by a wild fairy.
A fairy? Since when do fairies care about fashion shows? Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Why do you think it was a fairy?
Because I was right here when the attack happened. If it had been a Daedra, I would have sensed it. If it were a mage, the skyship spell alarms would have gone off. If it were a telekinetic, your spooky would have sensed them.
Hey, I'm not her spooky.
Fairy magic is subtle and hard to detect, and most fairies can turn invisible. He's probably been sneaking around, sabotaging things, and making it look like an accident.
Malikinela Jezni Mudak!
Interesting. Who's a treacherous little bastard, Yulia? Forgot I spoke your language, didn't you?
It's very uncommon around here. When I came to this country, I said...
Don't change the subject, dear. Who did this to you?
Or what?
I think It is my domovoy.
What's a domovoy?
An eastern house fairy. They're a bit like brownies we have out here, but a lot stronger and meaner, too. Unless they like your family and decide to adopt you.
So strange. I never believed in domovoy, you know. I thought it was a fairy tale made for babas to tell little children. Be good, children, or domovoy will punish you with bad luck. Leave out bowl of milk for domovoy, and our cows will be healthy. Give this offering, and domovoy will bless you the work of your loom and your spindle. Baba insisted, so I performed the ritual just as she said. I never thought it would work.
So you've had some kind of fairy blessing on the clothes you've made?
Interesting. That would explain why the enchantment on her clothes is so fine. I've never seen better.
Oh, I know. All my success is owed to him. His work. His art. I wanted people to see what I could do on my own. Something that was all for me. Something that was not his.
Sounds like he didn't like that very much.
Fairies are big on holding grudges. Especially when someone doesn't hold up to their end of the bargain. Miss Sternikova, did you break your word to the domovoy? Promise him something, then not follow through?
Domovoy said, my blessing will be on you for as long as you dwell in my house. It was a very little house in hills outside of Zinjenna. 6 months ago, I left. I knew I would give up the blessing. But I was ready to be on my own. I never dreamed he would do this.
So what are we going to do? We can't leave him here to keep attacking people.
And killing him probably won't solve anything. Fairies can come back from the dead as long as people believe in them. Damn, I wish the commander were here. He'd know what to do.
Well, you're a lightbringer, right? You're supposed to keep the peace between humans and outsiders. Why don't you call what do you guys call those bargaining sessions?
A parley. But for that, we'll probably have to catch him. Trade his freedom for Miss Sternikova's. You can't get something for nothing with the Fae.
All right, so let's trap him. You need iron to trap a fairy, right?
Yes, or running water works too.
Oh, that gives me an idea.
I love Rebecca dearly, but when her ideas sound like that, I get nervous.
Yep, but we were in the middle of it now, and there were a lot of innocent people who could still get hurt if we didn't do something.
So even though it wasn't our business, even though we could have just walked away, we didn't.
It's possible we're suffering from a bit of white knight syndrome.
Speak for yourself. I enjoy every minute of it.
Uh-huh. Like what happened during the second half of the show?
Yeah, right.
One of Sternikova's models for the second half was Sven, who was modeling some of the more masculine outfits. After he got hit in the head by a stage light, we had Daniel step in to replace him.
Walking onto that runway felt weird. All those people looking at me, taking pictures. I started worrying that my fly was open, or that I'd forgotten to brush my teeth.
You looked great, Daniel. Rebecca sure thought so.
Wow. I should take you right here, you gorgeous stud.
I think the point is to keep the clothes on, sweetie.
Phooey.
Do you think the domovoy will take the bait?
The visions aren't totally clear, but I think so. The domovoy helped design this outfit, so it ought to be a good way to make him mad.
Oh, just what I wanted to do today, make enemies with a fairy.
That's your cue! Go! Go!
Daniel walked out onto the runway, and he looked damn good doing it. I wish you all could see the pictures. That powder blue suit with a slim cut and the cool little frills on the edges.
I still like Evan's suit better.
We've been over this, brother. White is not our color.
Meh. Anyway, everything was fine until I got to the end of the runway and stopped to pose. That's when the skyship's fire alarms went off.
Skyships are all fitted with emergency shower heads so they can stop a fire as soon as it starts. They put out a scary huge amount of water.
Which fell on me, the runway, the crowd, and everything else.
There he is! Look!
Gods, that man is melting!
That's no man.
How dare you! You wear my clothes! My clothes! We, domovoy, will not be mocked!
Agent Jessup, you said you could trap this thing. Whatever you're gonna do, do it.
Wait. Just wait. He can't work any magic under all that running water.
Look out, he has a knife.
I will cut you into tiny pieces, you insolent southern dog.
Insolent southern dog?
I think it lost something in translation.
I don't think so, buddy. You want to dance? Let's dance.
He disarmed him. He disarmed a fairy.
That's my Daniel. Kick his ass, Dee.
Your boy's really good. That fairy's a lot stronger, though.
Ha! Yeah? So do something about it.
Almost ready. There, go shut off the water.
On my way.
We found the controls for the water shut off before we started this gamble. So as soon as the water stopped flowing, Miss Sternikova made her move.
Domovoy! Domovoy! Domovoy!
What do you want of me, you traitorous bitch?
I bind you, Domovoy, with this... this blood and this iron, I bind you.
Daniel had been keeping the fairy pretty busy, so he didn't notice that Sternikova had been walking around us in a circle, dropping off nails as she went, or that she had taken his knife and cut herself to close the circle. It popped up around us like a glowing soap bubble, trapping the Domovoy inside.
No! Release me!
Well, that sounds like a great thing for us to talk about, Mr. Domovoy.
Lightbringer.
Yep. Now, let's talk about a trade.
That was pretty much the end of it. Jessup bargained for Sternikova's freedom, sent the Domovoy back to his house, and the rest of us all dried off and went on our way.
I kind of wish we'd gotten to see more of the show. I would have liked to see what Sternikova could do without the fairy's help.
Well, I'm sure she's not going to give up her business. She's definitely not the type to quit when things get hard.
Oh, speaking of things getting hard, tell them what we found on Evan's data stick.
Oh, yes! Well, the next day, Evan showed up at our apartment.
Hello, Daniel. Rebecca.
Hey, Evan.
Please, come in.
Much obliged.
So, how's business treating you? Keeping your clients happy?
Well, I haven't taken on any new clients yet, Daniel. It's only 11 o'clock in the morning. Most of my business happens at night.
It sure does.
Are you feeling all right? I know it was a long night, but you seem... Oh, bloody hells. Please don't tell me you looked at that data stick. You looked at the data stick. Damn it to the ninth! I told you that information was sensitive.
Apparently, that's not the only thing that was sensitive.
Oh, Evan! Do it! More! Harder!
All right. That's more than enough. Daniel, you know what I do for a living.
You mean besides boinking members of the nobility?
It wasn't like that you get. Look, I make a point of making friends in high places. Friends who might be able to do me a favor at some time down the road. Sometimes those friendships become... more.
So I guess it would mean big trouble for Lady Barnhart if people knew she was having an affair.
Yes, she doesn't need that kind of grief. So may I please have the data stick now?
Okay. Here you go. Just promise me one thing.
What's that?
Next time, play straight with me. If I'm going to help out a friend in a potentially dangerous situation, I want to know all the facts first.
That's fair. Done.
And... if you make any more videos like this, can I have a copy? Because I think I speak for women everywhere when I say, rawr.
Oh, wow, look at that. I've never seen Evan turn that color before.
Good. Bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
Telepaths, nothing but trouble.